Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And joining me, Milan Yurkovich. Hey, Milan, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great. And Dave Stoop will be joining us shortly. But Milan and I are going to be in Washington, D.C. on July the 20th, 21st, and the 22nd. And we're going to be doing our Intimacy in Marriage workshop. I cannot encourage you more to go. Who needs to go? People that want to have a better marriage, people that want to save a marriage, and everything in between. So it's really simple. It's a phone call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, we talk about intimacy, Milan, and some people might think, well, you know, it's all about sex, or they cover everything but that. But it's about everything. It's not just one thing, and we don't leave out anything that's uncomfortable.
Well, that's true. And one of the things I love about this workshop is it's a chance to be very candid and honest and say things that oftentimes the church does not know how to communicate to
that's
the body
right.
of Christ. We share things that I wish would be taught more, but really it's not. And one of the things that we do is we cover a lot of basics and we joined together with just very serious stuff, hilarious stuff. And Steve, the thing I love the most is at the end when we hear all the testimonies of what it means to be at a weekend like this. The difference between Friday and Sunday in all the people's lives is remarkable, and it's quite exciting.
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, the thing about the word intimacy, it's scary to different people for different reasons. And for a man, it sometimes it feels like, oh, you know, I can never get close enough, I'm never good enough. And for a woman, it might mean, oh, you know, I just, this whole sexual intimacy thing, I don't like. Same thing for men. And as we've experienced, a lot of women are really wanting a man to step up and become the sexually competent male that they thought he was, and maybe it's gotten lost in the shuffle of marriage. But all of that, whether it's too much, too little, we've found, you know, that more bad sex is never good. And we found that it doesn't really help to learn to communicate better if you hate each other. You know, it's just you're learning new ways to tell each other you hate each other. So we try to deal with everything that we possibly can. And I'll tell you, Milan's right. When those testimonies occur on Sunday after coming in on Friday, you see 180-degree changes. So come join us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There's scholarship money available if you can't afford it. It's in D.C. It's the 20th. Now, we're going to have 3 hours of programs today. You can call us at 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk with you. That's what we're here for. 1-800-229-3000. Milan Yurkovich, Steve Arterburn here, and Dr. Dave Stoop will be joining us momentarily. But look, you could try to deal with it yourself. You could go and only avail yourself to human wisdom. But how about this? How about a combination of good wisdom and God's truth? And maybe it could change everything. That's what we're hoping for. You call us 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this for more of New Life Live. And in the meantime, we've got an app. It's the New Life app. or you can go online, newlife.com. All right, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back. We've got calls here at 1-800-229-3000. We're going to start off with Tom. And Tom is calling us from Los Angeles. Listens on KKLA. Hi, Tom. Welcome to New Life.
Oh, welcome, Steve. I've been married for 25 years. My wife and I just recently separated. And I'm trying to find a way to reconcile my marriage and restore the trust that I destroyed through my actions. I had an emotional affair with a coworker about 2 years ago, and my wife has not trusted me since then. We did attend your marriage workshop, and she suggested I go to Every Man's Battle, which I've refused, and I basically didn't celebrate our anniversary, our 25th year anniversary. So she feels that I have an inability to show love and have a proud attitude because I don't think I've done anything wrong.
Okay, so just curious, what is the resistance to go to Every Man's Battle? And I'll tell you why I think that that's kind of a good idea for a guy who's had an emotional affair. But why wouldn't you do that? What was the hesitation?
Well, I had read a little bit about it. I'm not into porn. I'm not into, you know, chasing after the opposite sex. So I felt like it was going to be a workshop more geared toward guys that really are struggling with those issues, and I don't have those issues. Well, the boundary, I learned that through your workshop. I do have to, you know, have a boundary and be careful about how I speak to, you know, women that I work with and you know, try to keep it as professional and business as possible. But she feels okay. That this workshop will help me.
All right. So what's your question for us then?
I need to try to restore my marriage of 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be more honest and transparent. I did have a little, I didn't consider it a gambling problem. I buy lottery tickets occasionally, and she got upset with that. And
mm-hmm.
So I went to the casinos a couple of times. She got upset with that. So my wife won't, you know, she just said she won't take me back unless I just be more transparent and show remorse for what I've done wrong in the past.
Okay, so the question for us is specifically what?
Just how to reconcile my marriage back.
Okay, all right. So I received a phone call this weekend from the head of one of the major denominations, and there was a guy. Nothing had ever happened, and I talked to the guy after I talked with the head of the denomination. I believe it. Nothing had ever happened like what happened to him, where he ended up not touching another woman, but he was alone with this woman in a hotel room, and the woman left. And so I said to him, you know, if it had been different and she was like a rock star or something, that might not have had the same ending. And this time, nothing physical happened. But here's what I think. You ought to do whatever it takes, not only to win your wife's heart back, but that you don't do something else, that this is the end of it. And so I said, you should go to Every Man's Battle. He's never looked at pornography. He's never had any kind of physical relationship with a woman. But he did it because he didn't want to be one of those people 20 years from now who didn't do anything, and then it turns into something that it isn't today. And you know, he said to me, I think this is spiritual warfare. And I said, I do too. And what Satan wants you to believe is that it is spiritual warfare and that you have what it takes to fight the battle, and you don't. And so I would just say to you kind of the same thing. Why not go to Every Man's Battle to build sexual integrity, to learn things that prevent it from ever becoming anything more than it was? You meet her need of you going. You want to win her heart back. It's going to be kind of hard to do that by saying no to everything that she wants you to do. So I'm just having a hard time seeing why it is such a point of contention versus, you know what, that couldn't hurt me. And it just might prevent me from ever doing the very thing that, you know, this could have resulted in. Mylon, what are your thoughts about this? Anything different? Any other perspective?
Well, Tom, you said that your emotional affair with a coworker was 2 years ago, but how long did it last?
I was working with the young lady for probably, I want to say, 3 to 5 months. That we were working together, and they, you know, my job had paired me up to work with this young lady. So I would say it was probably a 3 month situation where we were calling each other every day and talking, you know, in terms of, you know, what we were going to do for the work day, go out in the field and that type of thing.
Okay. So really a moment ago you said, Tom, well, I don't chase women around and stuff like that. But yes, you do. Now, you didn't chase them around to have physical sex with them, but you are self-admittedly, you chased her around. You were in contact with her to have an emotional affair and an emotional relationship. And what I do know is that met a need inside of you that somehow made you happy. It somehow met a need. It somehow struck a chord. I like this. And that is something that you're going to need to be able to do to figure out what was that what need was it that met. And you're going to need to be able to tell your wife, you know, a little bit more about that. What need was met? Maybe the intimacy with your wife isn't as good as that new relationship was. And in that case, I'd highly also recommend that you come to our Intimacy Weekend with New Life, because we talk a lot about a fully orbed picture of what intimacy looks like emotionally, spiritually, relationally, and sexually. And I think it would be great if you went. You have to earn her trust back. And you're going to do that by doing what Steve said, which is to go to Every Man's Battle and also, I would think, to an Intimacy Weekend.
When you guys went to the weekend before, it didn't have an impact on you or her or the relationship?
It did initially, and then it kind of things kind of got because I work my job, I travel sometimes, and she didn't like that, and so when I started and I said I would stop traveling, but then my company said you got to travel, and it kind of tore down the trust. I mean, nothing goes on when I travel. I mean, I don't room with anybody. I don't even, I'm normally by myself when I go out of town to work. But she just kind of told me, you need to quit this job because this job has become your God. And
so,
I'm an older guy, so, yeah. You know,
okay, so here's the advice. Go to Every Man's Battle like she wants you to. go back to the intimacy intensive again. And, you know, maybe she could go to the Restore workshop, and maybe that would help her with, you know, some of this bitterness and anger. But I got to tell you, if you were talking to a guy that has been using pornography, that guy might say to you, well, at least I never ever engaged a female, you know, a real live person. Everybody, you know, tries to make their problem not as bad as the other person. But what's our responsibility? It's to do what we need to do with the problem we have. And anybody else that's resisting something, you got to ask yourself a question. Why am I resisting? What would it hurt? What's the downside, you know, of doing something that could restore this relationship?
You know,
now, we haven't. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
A marriage therapist that specializes in couples would help you get down to what your core pattern is, and help you really face your histories. Because really, what you are, Tom, you and your wife are two colliding histories. Before you ever met, each of you had experiences, mm-hmm. and you enter into a core pattern. And I think you frequently get into that core pattern, and it's running you. She gets a certain spin on things, you spin on that, and it just circles around like a hurricane. So you need to get in some good couples work.
Yeah. All right. I hope that's helpful to you. Let's go to our next caller, and let's talk with Robin, Denver, Colorado. Hi, Robin. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you for helping me.
Good. What's going on?
I have a combined parenting and marriage question. My husband and I have some family members in town that are also believers who like to watch the kids for us regularly, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But my husband and I do not agree on whether or not other people should be able to physically discipline our children.
Well, tell me about that. How old are your children again here?
I have four. They range from 1 to 7.
And what kind of physical discipline is okay with just you, much less the relatives there?
Well, I am not comfortable with, I don't think I'm comfortable with any physical discipline. I feel like that's the role of the parent. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I would, if there is any physical discipline, it ought to be by a parent. And most experts would tell you that all physical discipline should be done by age 6, if there is any, and it should be very restrained. And where you see in the Bible, spare the rod and spoil the child, some read that to mean the rod of a shepherd that is able to bring back someone, not a rod that would hurt someone. So I just always am very cautious with folks when I hear that physical discipline is the number one discipline of choice, especially you've got a 7-year-old there. But I would never, ever, ever allow anybody to hit my child in any way. And let's hear from Dave is in the studio now. Milan, why don't you? What do you think about this and the physical discipline?
Well, section? I totally agree. I think that corporal discipline should be very rare and in very select circumstances. And I think there's some very effective ways to discipline children that include the withholding of privileges, the timeouts. My wife and I used to do holding times with our kids. They'd have to have a timeout on my lap. They wouldn't like that, but they'd have to sit there, and they would look in my face, and I'd hold them. And they would be upset, but I would hold them as long as it needed for them to contain their feelings. But I would not favor having anybody in my family, a friend, a family, anybody who would have license to paddle my kids. I just would not believe that that's appropriate and at all. So I would not want that at all, personally.
I agree. Go ahead.
Dave, what are your thoughts here, Dave? Let's hear from Dave.
I agree. I still believe that some physical punishment is needed in really extreme, rare, dangerous situations. But there are so many other ways to discipline. Discipline should be logical. There should be a logical consequence. The consequence for misbehavior should have some logical connection to the misbehavior. And those can be worked out in advance so that as they get older, they understand that if I don't do this, then this will happen. And the physical is irrelevant. That's something you say just for the really dangerous right.
Dave, that's what happens in real life. There are consequences if we violate certain.
That's teaching your child: if you don't go to work, you don't get paid. There's a consequence to misbehavior, and why not start that early? And as they get older, let them get involved in determining what the consequence is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you say to them, "We've made a decision that if there's any physical discipline, it's in these rare cases where somebody is in danger or it's safety.
And it's only by the parents.
Mm-hmm. We, and that you've heard three experts who've actually raised children.
and grandchildren.
And grandchildren. And they don't think this is a good thing.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Let's go right to our phones here. And how about we talk Judy, Albany, New York, WBAR. That's where she listens. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Well, I wish I could say I was doing fine, but I'm going through a very, very difficult time. My husband's been having an affair for 2 years, and he just divorced me in June, and he's getting married on August 18th. And I'm suffering from depression, but I've been suffering from depression since 18, not constantly, but on and off. And I only got up around 12 o'clock, and I've been doing my laundry and I've been doing the dishes, but I'm having a hard time getting my house in order so that it looks neat and tidy. And I'm just broken inside.
Yeah.
I begged him to go for counseling, but he never would go.
All right. So what kind of help are you getting?
What kind of help am I getting?
For depression.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
What kind of help are you getting for your depression?
I meet twice a week with my pastor, and I meet once a week with a Christian counselor.
Okay. Has anybody suggested anything else that you might need to deal with it?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Well, has anybody suggested that maybe, since it is so debilitating, that maybe there might be some medication that could help you function better?
I am on medication.
Okay. All right.
Well,
okay.
Judy, I think what Steve is getting at is are you in any accountability groups with Ladies Bible Study, those types of things?
Yes. I belong to Celebrate Recovery.
Okay.
And I also go to a STEP group for Celebrate Recovery.
Good. Okay.
Okay. So what's the question for us? Is it just what else could you be doing, or what is the question?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I can get out of this depression, but it's like, it's almost unbearable. And I feel silly because I feel I should be able to get out of it and really get going with my life, but I don't know.
Well, that's part of the problem right there, is thinking that it's silly, because you've had your whole life ripped out from under you here. And so there's nothing silly.
And he was
silly.
Never there for me emotionally.
Yeah. And I'm sure if that's the case, you probably, you know, you went through a lot of pain just to keep the relationship going, and now it's resulted in this. So the feelings, I think, are normal. The question is what to do with it now. Dave, what do you think might be a good step for her? I mean, she's got some grieving to do. There's no question about that.
Have you been angry about any of the things that have happened to you, Judy?
At one time, I don't usually get angry. I push my anger feelings down, and that causes the depression.
Yes,
but at one point, not too long ago, at my counselor's office and at my pastor's office, I just let it all out.
Oh, good.
I just let it out like I've never done before.
Good. That was a turnaround for you, I predict. I would get a journal, and I would get a red journal. Because it's going to be your angry journal. And you have every right to be angry. And think of the anger as a protest. Don't think of it as evil or wrong or sinful. Think of it as it's the kind of anger that Paul said, be angry, but don't sin. It's a healthy anger, because it's a big part of grieving. And if you don't do the angry part, you won't do the grieving part. And you don't do the grieving part, you'll stay stuck in a depression. Because there's anger and sadness in grieving, and it sounds like you do the sadness okay. You don't do the anger okay. So get a journal and write it and allow yourself to write it. There's something safe in writing anger out in a journal, because it's like it's under control. It's not going to control you. You've got control because you're writing what your feelings are.
And Mylon, go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I predict that's going to be a turnaround for you. Just what you did with your counselor and your pastor is the beginning of a change.
Judy, I'm very sorry about the loss of your marriage. But I think this is bigger than that. Something happened to you when you were a child. You said, I've been depressed since I was a teen. And so part of the healing journey is to face our entire history. And to say, what are the ingredients for setting me up? What are the ingredients for weakness and insecurity and sadness and depression and anxiety? What are the things that set those emotions and beliefs into motion when, some time ago? You know, what time? When I was a teen, child, whenever. Long time ago, most of the stuff that's in you right now was put in there. Now, do you agree with me that this was something that precedes your marriage?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
like, my dad had two affairs when I was growing up.
Okay. And so when our home is chaotic and disorganized, we find ourselves also internally disorganized and somewhat chaotic. And it's hard for us. You ready? It's hard for us to be an adult, Judy. So we can be.
Right.
We can be 40, 50, 60 years old and be really 14 inside. And what you really want to do is you want to be working with somebody that understands trauma, understands historical traumas that are chronic or big, and they're helping you work through a trauma history to bring that into a place of healing. If you're just dealing with the present, I do not believe that's going to be sufficient. I think we need to deal with our histories to know why we're so anxious and depressed.
Yes. All right. I'm going to talk about chaos here, chaotic background, right after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. 1-800-229-3000. Just a note here. Somebody might say, well, you know, my dad had an affair. There was no chaos in the house there, and, you know, things were fine. He just was unfaithful to my mother. Well, the chaos was inside of you. You felt that. You felt the betrayal. You felt the insecurity. And so just because, you know, somebody didn't come in and throw glasses down or throw dishes or something, it doesn't mean that your childhood wasn't chaotic. And, boy, here's the result of it right there. We felt it with her. So I'm going to send her a copy of this Take Your Life Back. I hope that's going to be helpful. And I just ask everybody to pray. Anything else you guys want to say?
Well, there's a generational pattern here.
Yes.
You know, her father had an affair, and her husband's had an affair. And I would guess that probably what happened was about the same time that the age of one of her kids, if she has kids, that she was when it happened to her. I've seen that happen so many times. It's almost spooky.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there also the Making Peace with Your Father book, because that would be a help, too.
That's a beginning right there. All right, we'll do that. Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. Larry, let's talk about Club New Life here. We need a bunch of folks signing up for Club New Life every month, because every time 1,000 people sign up for Club New Life, that's at least $30,000 a month that helps us pay for this this time on radio. So we've done a lot to try to thank them for that by way of a video library, the Arterburn Wellness Series. Let's talk about what's the impact when somebody supports us with Club New Life membership, $30 a month.
Let me give you a couple of quick testimonies we received about impact.
Okay.
One's pretty simple, just thanks for giving directions that kept me from running off the road. I still weave, but thank God you've given me guidelines and keep me on course. I'm blessed to be a Club New Life member.
That's good.
And then there's one that's a little more intent. She's not necessarily a Club New Life member, but it's your Club New Life gifts that allow for the help that this person received to happen. And this is a lady who, she was contemplating suicide when she called 800 New Life. And she said, if it wasn't for us, she would have been another statistic. She said, and this is her, these are her words, "My perfect world completely collapsed, and I had nowhere to turn in my new community. Your call center staff were amazing, and for the next 2 days I experienced peace. I believe someone at New Life was praying for me. I want to give regularly so that more people will be saved." So the calls are of so many different types. I mean, suicide on one end and just calling up wanting a book, wanting some help, wanting to know something more than what they already know.
Hmm.
But, you know, it's not surprising that July has started off slowly because we have the holiday weekend with the 4th of July, or the holiday week it ends up being. And we target to get 6 signups a day. And we have, I guess I can say, our audience has miserably failed in that the first week of July or so. We've had 10 signups this month. And we need to make up. So we don't need 6 a day. We're going to need 8 or 10 a day for this week. And if you could...
Yeah. And now you're part of the giving family. And every time you hear somebody helped, you're part of that.
That's right. You're the ones that made it happen. And Steve, this week, on Friday last week, we put up 6 videos that you recently did. The Going Deeper, Unlocking Your Soul.
Right.
And, I mean, those were really something. You talked about plastic surgery, about, you know, in terms of your soul, pathological pathways, humbling down, the arrogant enemy, the choice of dread and regret. We have 130 plus up online already. We have taped over 200, and we're putting up 5 or 6 every week. So if you want to see, if you have never joined Club New Life and you want to see what those videos are, you can go online and take a look at a few, or you can make a gift today, and for of any size. And your thank you is a DVD with 12 videos from the Club New Life Library to give you a taste of those and to minister to your soul. So,
Yeah. And as Larry mentioned, I do share his desire for me to have plastic surgery, and so I think you'll grow deeper in it. No, but really, what I talk about in there is that a lot of us, rather than go deeper and grow, we do plastic surgery. We put up the mask. We put on the fake front, and nothing ever changes. It's our way of saying thank you, that video library. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to join Club New Life. To join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to David, Fort Worth, Texas, KWRD. Hi, David. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
How's his name?
Oh, it's Daniel. Sorry, Daniel. How you doing today?
Okay. As far as I know, I'm doing good.
Okay. How can we help you?
Well, I have, or my wife and I, we have a 20-year-old son who's been attending a college near the home, and we have a family in our church who has an 18-year-old daughter who plans to be attending the same college here in about a month and a half. And I don't know where the idea came up with, but anyway, the idea came up that my son and their daughter should rent an apartment together while attending classes. And for me, I cannot find like a scriptural basis to disprove it. However, what I do know about the New Testament, I don't see where Peter, Paul, James, John, or Jesus are going to approve of it. Can you assist me with that?
Yeah. You know what? There's no place in the Bible that says you have to stop at a red light. It's not in there. But I don't know of anybody that thinks that that's a good thing to do. And if they're going to live together, you guys need to decide who's going to raise the baby. I mean, there's just nothing healthy, good, appropriate, nothing in this that is wise I certainly wouldn't be paying a dollar toward sending my son off to live with a female in an apartment in college. I don't care if they couldn't stand each other. It's just not the right thing to do. But maybe I've got it wrong. Dave, Mylon, what do you guys think?
You don't have it wrong.
I don't think so.
It's a foolish move on the part of the other couple, too. Your son's already been at the college, hasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, so for a freshman coming into a college, one of the things that I would want as a parent is that they have the full experience of college, which is living in a dorm and being with other girls and getting into the whole thing that way. Getting an apartment is a way to isolate, and then that leads to all kinds of possible problems, as Steve has said. I just wouldn't I would shoot it down and say, I'm sorry, that's just not acceptable to us. And if it's a problem, then take it to the pastor and have the pastor. Hopefully the pastor's going to be wise enough to say the same thing.
Mylon, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah. Well, it's what Paul told Timothy. He said, and this is very clear, and here's your Bible verse, make no provision for the flesh with regards to its lusts. So make no provision. So if I get an apartment with another female, I'm making a provision for my lust and my flesh to go AWOL. And so I need to be very careful, guard myself. So it's something that we really have to understand that in this day and age, everything, all the lines are being blurred. Gender's blurred, sexuality's blurred, sexual preferences blurred, gender's blurred. Everything gets blurred, and there's a lot of commingling. It doesn't make any difference who and what you are these days anymore. We just all kind of hang out together, and stuff happens at what happens. If we want to be Christians, we have to remember that part of God's plan is to not blur the lines, but to maintain the lines. A male is a male. A female is a female. Marriage is between a male and a female. Sex is something mm-hmm. that's supposed to happen after marriage. And if it happens before marriage, that's called fornication or adultery. And we have to be adherents and committed to holding the lines. And this is something that God it's all about God.
There's another verse, too, that verse that talks about guarding your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way that's one that's being ignored because they're not guarding the son or the daughter's heart in terms of what's possible, as you were saying.
Right.
And you said that you don't know whose idea it was. Well, I'd find out whose idea it was. And that's the person that I would talk to first and say, I just want to understand your thinking here. But you'd never, ever want to enable or endorse evil, ever. Not a good thing. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. Hope something we say is going to be wise. 1-800-229-3000.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up, including Every Man's Battle Workshop. That's coming up here. We do one every single month. And the next one, well, that's going to be August the 3rd in Orange County, and September the 7th in Houston, and then October the 5th in Washington, D.C. You may not need a workshop. You may just need a counselor or a resource or a book. Or you might just need to talk to somebody. And we have people that we love working with these folks every day. They wake up and say, how could I help somebody? Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We're going to be in the studio, you know, for another couple hours after this. So you could join us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. All right, let's go to Nana from North Platte, Nebraska. Love going there for the Share-a-thon whenever I get to go. Hey, Nana, how are you?
I'm all right. Hey, I appreciate what you guys do, and I appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
My question today, my daughter is in recovery. She has a chronic health issue that is flaring up, and every time it flares up, she has to go back to the hospital and get more pain meds. She's been through treatment 3 years ago. When she's not having a flare, she's good. She's not using. When she is having a flare-up, she's back in the hospital using heavy drugs. My question is, when does my help become enabling, or am I just being Nana?
Good question,
it's
Nana.
I can't figure out the distinction. I've got the Art of Burn Wellness series. I love it. And I read Living with a Person That's Addicted. And I'm the enabler. I recognize that.
Okay.
I just don't know. And I'm starting to go to Al-Anon to take care of me and work the 12-step program with me.
Good for you.
Yeah, the principle area between what's helping and what's hurting and what.
There's a tendency among a lot of us who think that any caring behavior is codependent, and it's not. The distinction that I have found helpful is that I'm being codependent when I'm doing something for somebody else that they could do for themselves. And when I'm not being codependent, when I'm doing something for somebody else because they can't do it. And so helping your granddaughter when she can't help herself is not codependent, that's caring. But doing things for her that she's perfectly capable of doing herself, that would fall into the codependent category. I don't know if that helps or not, Nana, but that's helped me.
It sounds like to me you think she is dependent or addicted to the drug. Is that right?
I'm beginning to think so, because it's seeming to be a two-week pattern.
Okay. Oh, every 2 weeks. So have you talked to her physician about it?
Yes.
Okay. What's
and
he say?
And they are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing.
Okay.
But then I also have talked to her specialist, and I see that there's really no cure for this unless we go to a major surgery, and that's not really what they want to do health wise. So.
Well, nobody thinks that opioids are good for chronic pain. It doesn't help it. So you need to look at some alternatives. You need to problem solve with the specialist and the physician. Mylan, right. Your thoughts here? I mean, it seems like to me she's escaping every time something painful comes up.
Well, yeah, you have to also ask the question, what part of this is an emotional or psychological dependence? Because a person can also become overwhelmed, not only with pain, but life, and this gives them an excuse or a reason or, if you will, an escape from life and pain. They can go to the hospital. Everybody's taking care of them. And so we need to also ask the question, and I would hope that your daughter is meeting with a psychologist, psychiatrist, and that they're really working together as a team and collaborating. In many, many medical instances, the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. And right. It's important to really make sure they're working together as a team.
Yeah. The worst thing is for you to think she's addicted or dependent, and you're not sharing that, and you're not becoming part of the plan.
Of the team.
For this. Yeah. Physicians are much more restrictive now with opioids. They have to be, but there's still some that, you know, maybe aren't adhering to the guidelines. But everything that I read pretty much says chronic pain is not going to be helped with any kind of narcotic or opioid painkiller. So you got to look at what are all the options there, and that could be a great thing for you, is to say it's time. We're going to look at our options. Well, if you have a question for us, you can join us on the next program at 1-800-229-3000. I want to remind you that we have this wonderful 100 Days of Prayer book. My mom loves it. And so if Clara loves it, it's got to be really good. And so you can order that. If you decide that you want to become part of Club New Life, well, of course, we're going to send you an amazing library of 8 books, and then give you access to our video library. We're doing new additions to it every single week, and it is powerful. Some of the stuff there is really, really good. So call us and say, hey, let me be a $30 on your 30th anniversary, a $30 member, and we'll give those to you as our way of saying thank you. A one-time gift, I mean, we do need your help. And a one-time gift, we'll say thank you with that a sampling of that New Life video library, 12 different videos on stuff, and you'll be grateful just to have those, and we'll send them to you, our way of saying thank you. And every one of these videos is done because we've heard this is the issue, or this is a major issue in your life. Now, I just want to address one thing, and that is that New Life needs your financial support, but we also need your prayer support. I was just meeting with someone this week who said, your ministry, you, your family, you need intercessors. And if you're one of those folks who just has this gift of intercessory prayer, pray for us. Our pastor preached last Sunday. He said, you know, a lot of people pray in preparation for a battle. And he said, you know, the prayer is the battle. And he made the point that Jesus battled in time of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And once he won that battle, well, the cross and him dying on it was a done deal. So a lot of times we're wanting to prepare, but we need to go to battle. And our ministry needs people to battle in prayer for us. I can't wait to tell you some of the things that are happening here with New Life. We have just expanded some things, and I think you're going to be so excited when you hear about this new ministry. But right now, we've got people that need help in our workshops. They need counselors. They need to hear this ministry. They need to hear a message of hope and healing. And sometimes you go to a secular counselor, and they're kind of fatalistic. They don't have much hope. But you add the power of the Holy Spirit, and those of you who call upon the angels to fight the demons, and all of those things come into play, because our battle really isn't against flesh and blood. Now, if that guy moves in with that girl, his battle is going to be against flesh and blood. That's for sure. But somebody else is going to win the victory. All right. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on this next program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to help us or to get some help for yourself. We want to help you so badly. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. What is it going to cost you to make a call that could change everything? 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.